Kaiba laughs maniacally. Aha, Shizu! I've destroyed your deck. I've destroyed all your high-powered monsters, and now 10 of your magic cards are gone. You basically have nothing left. Still think I'm gonna lose? And Shizu no-sells this completely, discards 10 magic cards, and just like, yeah, I think so. And then Kaiba gets triggered. He's like, I've heard enough of your false predictions. And she says, well, I still got my trap cards. And she activates Exchange of the Spirit. Now, this is my favorite moment in episodes.
Yeah.
I love this moment so much. Because Kaiba's like, yeah, I destroyed your monsters and your magic cards. Yeah. So what Exchange of Spirit does, at the cost of 1,000 life points, each player replaces the cards in their decks with the cards in their graveyards. Meaning, Shizu gets all of her best cards back, and Kaiba has only 6 cards in his deck. This fucking ruled so hard.
Yeah, this was dope. I almost wish it happened last episode.
Yeah.
Because this reveal... Yeah, it could have been, like, the end of the last episode, and the last episode wouldn't have been such a, like,
flop. We would have been looking forward to this episode more.
Yeah.
But instead they just make the middle of this episode cool.
Yeah.
And then kind of do some bullshit at the tail end. The real WWE finish of this duel, by the way. But, yeah. So, fucking, Akaiba's face is so perfect through his reaction to this. Meanwhile, Mokuba's in the computer room translating the text on the Winged Dragon of Ra. He looks at the monitor to see the duel. Now, I don't know what he saw, because not like Kaiba's life points went down or anything. He got owned, but like not in a way that's like represented on paper or like on a device, right? So I don't know what exactly he's reacting to here, but he exclaims, oh no, Seto's in trouble. And he jumps up and runs to him. This is one of those things.
I bet it has like so many unnecessary indicators. Like maybe he saw his heart rate on that thing. Kaiba's like chipping the shit out of everybody. So, you know, right. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe monitors his heart. Yeah, his heart rate.
Yeah, monitors his heart. Or if he's mad, it's like a mood ring indicator. Like, fucking, Kaiba's a big creep, you know.
True.
I want to know how everybody's feeling. If they feel too strongly, they might have the Winged Dragon of Ra.
That does sound like him, yeah. He is a menace to that degree. So
Batman is pooping frequently. He must have Obelisk the Tormentor. No, I have that. It's
I got Obelisk in my underpants. So Kaiba's in shock. By the way, Kaiba's a shocked face for like the next 5 minutes is like everything I wanted in the show. It's
Exlaxia, it's so obliterate. Sorry, late Yu-Gi-Oh! Poop joke. Okay, we're continue.
No, I think it's appropriate. He's wondering how could this have happened. Like, literally every move he's made was completely uno-reversed by this one spell that Ishizu played. Meanwhile, Ishizu has been calm this whole time. It's not like... It's almost as if she knew it was all going to happen. And yet Kaiba still doesn't believe. Yugi thinks that by playing the Exchange of Spirit, Ishizu is now in control of the game. And Merrick thinks that Ishizu still hasn't lost her touch. She strung Kaiba along just as she used to string him along when they were kids.
Aww.
If you didn't know, as in many card games, once you're decked out, you lose the game. So if Kaiba uses up the rest of his 6 cards, he loses automatically. Just how Yugi defeated Strings, the puppet guy that Merrick dueled him with. He decked him out, so...
It's a R.I.P. puppet guy.
Yeah, seriously.
Although, I don't know. He's one character that strikes. I feel like his life was, like, worse before that. I think that, like, getting puppeted by Merrick might have been an improvement. That guy looks like he's seen some shit.
We don't know what he was doing before. Maybe Merrick did that to him.
Yeah.
Maybe he was possible. Just, like, you know, a puppeteer.
I don't know.
Running a puppet show at a nice little place. I don't know. Who knows?
I mean, I don't know. He seemed stressed out, I feel like.
He did look. He looked like he... Yeah.
I don't think he was okay before that. And, you know, he's just like, I'm taking this way out.
Pun intended, looked a little strung out.
He's definitely kind of strung out.
Yeah.
He's a recovering addict that followed an Egyptian mystic into a tent, basically.
Look, we've all been there, okay, Shawnee?
We've all been there, yeah.
You know, who are we to judge? Seriously.
Yeah, no, we don't. I can't hold anything against Pegasus. He's too slippery.
The system is broken. The Egyptian system, specifically. Shisu plays a card face down, ends her turn. Sorry, I skipped the thing here. She summons Kelbeck. Joey thinks that Kaiba's toast, but Taya says Kaiba still got that god card in his hand. Which I don't know how she knows that. Did he ever say he drew it? I don't know how Taya knows that. Whatever. Shizu plays a card face down, ends her turn. Kaiba's still in shock. Which I love. This whole bit is awesome. He's like freaking out.
Yeah, it's pretty great. Yeah.
Joey's also loving this. He's enjoying seeing Kaiba squirm as much as I am. With his hand trembling, knees weak, arms vomiting on a sweater already. Kaiba draws his next card, and Ishizu tells him he'll draw a virus cannon, right? And he does, and this triggers him. I love Ishizu here. She's like, why don't you go ahead and play that? Why don't you go ahead and play that virus cannon? And this triggers Kaiba so hard. He's just like, fuck you, I'm playing virus cannon. But Ishizu activates her trap card, Muka, which destroys it immediately. So he got baited. Immediately baited. And then she's like, hey, you accept my power of my Millennium Necklace yet? Huh? Accept it now? And he's just like, make your move. He's got nothing to say.